It's time once again for Senior Profiles here on Radio 4 Wright County, AM 1360, KRWC. Senior Profiles is the show where we take the time to highlight outstanding students from the Wright County area. And each week we head to a different school. This time around, we're over at Maple Lake High School, and your Maple Lake High School seniors are being brought to you by Maple Lake Lumber. We'll meet another Maple Lake senior right after this.
At Maple Lake Lumber, our Marvin specialists are ready to help you when your home needs new windows and doors. What can new windows and doors do for you? Turn an old room into a new favorite. Add character. Lower your energy costs. The possibilities are exciting, but can also be daunting. That's why Marvin is with you every step of the way, helping you decide what works best for your home, guiding you through your options for styles and materials, and answering your questions, big or small. With Marvin, we make replacing your windows and doors easier, turning potential into beautiful reality. So whether you're just beginning to think about new windows and doors or already have ideas in mind, Maple Lake Lumber is here for you. Our Marvin specialists help you plan for what you need and help to make it happen. Visit Maple Lake Lumber today. See what new windows and doors can do for you.
Joe Carlson closing out the week and closing out the year for our Maple Lake High School Senior Profiles, and on the phone with me, Madeline Gindley. And Madeline, all kinds of different fun activities that you're involved in. What are you going to miss the most when you leave Maple Lake High School?
Probably speech. I just really enjoy the team and how supportive that we all are of each other.
And along with speech, you know, Knowledge Bowl, Rachel's Challenge, Irish Mentors, Honor Society. Why do you think it's important for students to be involved in activities?
I think it just allows you to do other things besides just academics and be a well-rounded individual.
Let's talk about Knowledge Bowl for folks that really don't know what that is and how that works. And how long have you been involved in Knowledge Bowl?
I've been doing Knowledge Bowl since fifth grade. So fifth through sixth and seventh through eighth graders can be in Knowledge Bowl as competitors, and you go and face against different schools and just random knowledge. And then in 9th through 12th grade, I was a peer coach, so I helped coach the teams that were doing it for our school.
So academically, has that always been, you know, kind of an easy thing for you, or is that something that you really had to work at?
It's a little bit of both. I work really hard at everything that I do, just because that's who I am, but, I mean, part of it does come pretty easily for me, too.
What advice would you have for someone just starting high school?
I would just say to find the classes that you enjoy and make sure you're taking those, and just to not put too much pressure on yourself, but to make sure that you're doing everything you can and showing yourself that you're capable of great things.
And when you take a look at your academics, what area of study do you like the best and why?
Definitely Spanish, just because it's exciting to learn another language, and it actually helps learn English, too, because there's things that you don't really think about when you're speaking English that you have to think about when you're speaking Spanish and how they connect with each other.
And when did you decide that you wanted to kind of really get and venture into Spanish?
Probably like last year. I just realized that I really loved it, so, and I wanted to do it for the rest of my life.
And talking about the rest of your life, you've got college plans now that high school is kind of coming to the end for you. So let's talk about what your college plan is.
Well, I plan on going to St. Mary's University in Winona, Minnesota, and I want a double major in Spanish and psychology so that I can go into counseling.
So first of all, why St. Mary's?
Well, I'm Catholic, and I really wanted to be in a Catholic atmosphere for college, and it is a really beautiful, nice campus.
And you mentioned the double major. So why those two with Spanish and psychology?
I think that for counseling, it's really important to be able to speak Spanish and have another language so I can help more people. And psychology is just how I would get into counseling in general.
And talking about counseling, when did you decide that, you know, I really want to do counseling?
Not that long ago, actually, because I was originally going to go into theology, and then I switched, and I was going to go into education, and then I just really all of a sudden realized that I really wanted to be in counseling, and that's really what I want to do now, so there's no doubt in my mind.
Was there anything that happened to you that kind of made it where counseling made sense, more sense for you than the others?
Not necessarily. I went to a camp about being pro-life, which is what I want to do counseling for, and so that's kind of how I got into that mindset. But, I mean, I can do counseling for many things if I want to.
In talking about Spanish, have you ever had the opportunity to go to another country with plans sometime, maybe in college to do that?
Yeah, I want to study abroad in Spain.
And I suppose with, how has COVID affected your final year here in high school?
The beginning was strange because you just weren't around everybody and you were online and everything like that. But now it's pretty much back to normal, and I'm okay with wearing a mask if it means that I can be at school.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time today, Madeline, and talking with us on our Senior Profiles. Again, we're doing Senior Profiles for Maple Lake. Again, talking to Madeline Gindley at Maple Lake High School on today's Senior Profile.
Senior Profiles here on KRWC Radio can be heard twice daily. First in the mornings at 6:25, then again in the afternoons at 4:25. This time around, your Maple Lake High School seniors have been brought to you by Maple Lake Lumber,